Welcome to Effortless Manifesting with Candace Cherie. Here you will learn to transform your life, heal your past, and become the person who has it all. Effortless Manifesting is your one-stop shop for all things manifesting. Stick around and join us for laughs, love, and new beginnings. Hey, everyone.
Okay? I don't know.
Are you dead?
I'm excited.
It was like those squeaky toys. That's what he sounded like. Kind of, yeah. We're back with another episode for you. I know you've been dying to hear this episode because I get questions about how to let go every day on my TikTok and Instagram and every other dang platform that I'm on. People are always asking me, how do I let go? Or do I need to let go? You know, a lot of them are asking, do I need to let go? And there's a lot of other law of assumption people talking about letting go, or even people teaching law of attraction, talking about letting go. And I think they're leading people in the wrong direction because they're not really educating them on what it truly means to let go.
What does it mean to let go?
Great question, George. I shall answer it right now in my most radio voice. Okay, so letting go means not really at all what you think. Most people hear letting go means I need to think about it once, never think about it again, forget about my manifestation, my person, my whatever I want to create in my life, and I can't ever imagine it again. I need to just stop thinking about it. But
so definitive.
How do you stop thinking about someone that you love? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to stop thinking about this guy. You know, when we weren't, he's so cute. When we weren't together, if someone told me I need to let go of him, I would have said, you're crazy pants. I can't just stop thinking about someone that I love because he's ingrained in my soul and I love him. So for someone to say, for someone to say you need to just let him go, it's just dumb advice. I'm sorry. It's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense. So what letting go truly means is you're letting go of your doubts. You're letting go of the fear. You're letting go of this idea that it's never going to happen for you.
And the control, trying to control the 3D into getting SP back.
Exactly. You let go of manipulation. Mm-hmm. And look at us. We're both, our hands are in the same position. Look
we're praying.
We look cute. We're like
it's the
totally.
Manifesting prayer.
We're mirroring each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, if you're not watching this, you're not seeing it, but it's pretty cute. Anyway.
So cute.
It's so cute, Penelope says. We should bring Penelope in one time. No, okay. Just kidding. He said no.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Penelope does an episode with Candace. For those of you who don't have any idea what I'm talking about, if you're new to my channel, Penelope is a character that George created that is a very hilarious female that he wears this ridiculous pink wig and shows you all the silly sides of manifesting.
She's got serious testosterone problems.
She does. She's got a crazy beard and she's very
crazy
funny.
As this one.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen that yet, you got to check our TikTok out. It's amazing and hilarious. And he's the best actor on the planet. So, yeah. Anyway, letting go of your doubts, letting go of the fear, the control, the manipulation. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff you got to let go of. You got to knock that off. Okay, you got to stop thinking, if I don't reach out, they're going to forget about me. Mm-hmm. If I don't drive by their house and stalk them like I did.
Well, see, but that's what we were talking about with one of the other episodes. There's a way to do it tastefully. I knew at one point the last time that you were doing this, just to kind of elaborate on it. You were attracting me back into your life. You weren't pushing me and you weren't repelling me. The way you did it made it feel like you had your own life. You had your own things. You let go of all that stuff, but letting go in the manifesting world is kind of not really letting go. What letting go in the manifesting world really feels like to me is allowing the process on the how
to get you where you need to be and where you desire. That's what you did last time. And that's why I was so attracted to you when I came back into your life. Mm-hmm. You had your life. You moved on in a way, but you were still letting me know that you were there and just giving me love and giving me love. You weren't pushing me. It made me miss you so much. It made me want to be with you so yeah. much.
Well, and it's... You're totally right. No, you're totally right. And, mm. you know, the reason that I tell people don't be chasing your partner, don't be reaching out all the time, don't be necessarily leaving notes on their car like I was doing, was because most people, I should say, are doing it for the wrong reason. They're doing it to try to manipulate to get a response. There was a time that I was leaving notes on his car or leaving treats by his door because I just wanted him to know he was loved. My heart ached for him, thinking he was by himself and alone, like on Christmas mm. or his birthday. And I just wanted him to know that somebody loves him and somebody cares about him, regardless if he responded or anything. It was just genuinely, you're loved. I hope you're well. Mm-hmm. I didn't forget about you.
Nothing about what you did ever felt desperate. It didn't feel yeah. like you were trying to control me or my situation in the slightest. Which made me realize how much you love me made me love you 55,000 times as much in return.
Well, so. And then the other part of that, though, was, excuse me, hello, voice.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. The other part of that was when I stopped doing those things, though, and I said, you know what, I don't actually need to tell him how much I love him in the 3D. I only need to tell him how much I love him in my imagination. That's when things really started to shift behind the scenes for us and for myself, because I started to create my perfect reality with him, really, truly create it. And your imagination is what creates your reality. Your imagination is the king of all kings in your mind. Like it is what is causing you to see and be and do everything you're doing. So
are we ready for it?
No, I want to finish this thought.
Please do.
And then you can go. So we're still on time. We're good. He's trying to interrupt me for something.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Uh-huh. He does that a lot. Yep. I love you. So anyway, I had to let go of the old version of George, the old version of him that had a lot of circumstances between us, the old version that was feeling X, Y, Z in his life, that couldn't maintain his own feelings and triggers so that we could be together. I was holding on to that old version. And when I let go of that and I said, no, I'm going to create the best possible version of him where he's not miserable without me. I don't want to imagine him miserable without me. I want to imagine him as the best possible version mm-hmm. so he can step into that role for me.
Absolutely. We're all energy. And the energy we put out changes the people and influences the people around us. Mm-hmm. I know yours did. As soon as you changed you, it inspired me to change something about me.
Yeah.
It's not like it was a forced thing. It made me desire and want to make a change.
Yeah.
It was, and it felt possible.
Yeah.
That was the awesome thing. I didn't think it was possible, but because you did, it made me able to as well. Yeah. So good job. Dang.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
What's your secret?
I'll tell you later.
Tell me right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Ready for it?
Yes.
Manifesting trivia lightning round. We got some questions for you guys. We got a little bit of answers to go along with those questions. So here we go. Are we ready for it? Question
We're
one.
Ready.
We are ready. Manifesting is best done when A, already empowered, B, afraid of loss, C, imagining and feeling, or D, buying all meditations and courses, living by them through action and watching the transformation right before your very eyes? And the answer is
D.
Yes. What she said.
Yeah.
Getting all those meditations and courses. They're amazing. They are absolutely life transformation. Why don't you talk to them about it now, Johnny?
Okay. Well, obviously I have 16 guided meditations for you to change your life, to transform your life. I have hundreds of testimonials that you can go and read from real people. These aren't paid testimonials. These are all in my Facebook group from real people that you can see them posting about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, learning from them and what they did to get what they have now. So definitely check that out. My courses are amazing. I have several. There's really no reason that you can't have what you want. So you got this.
It's super possible.
It is so possible.
Everything's already created for us. What we choose to take and collect from it in that 3D
mm-hmm.
is up to us. And if we believe this won't work, we're right. And if we believe this will work, we're right. Am I right?
You're right.
I'm right.
You're right.
I'm not left.
You know, you're right.
Sweet. Right it is. Boom. Question two. Are you ready for it, babe?
You're yelling.
Boom. Question two. Are you ready for it, babe?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet. Ready. When is it inappropriate to manifest an SP? Mm. A, never. B, always. C, Sunday from 12 to 2. D, when your SP rejects your manifestation. When is it inappropriate to manifest your SP?
A.
A, never? Is that never. Your final answer?
Yes.
Got it for $400,000. No, I'm just kidding. Never.
It's never inappropriate to manifest your SP. You can do it whenever. You're already doing it. That's the thing. People think, I manifested today. No, you manifested every day. All day you're manifesting, consciously or unconsciously. Now, you might be referring to, I said my affirmations or I meditated, so I'm manifesting. But really, manifesting is effortless. You're doing it consciously by, you know, meditating and doing that, or you're doing it unconsciously. But it really is an effortless process on your end. You're just being, you're just doing. It's already going to be happening for you. Whether it's productive or not, that's another story. So it's up to you to make your manifesting productive and to be doing all the things that I've been teaching you, to look at your person as a completely new version of themselves, look at yourself as a new version of yourself, and only identifying with the new story. Stop telling your crappy old story all the time.
So crappy.
It's crappy. It's not the truth. It's a shadow of something you once imagined.
I actually have a question to that, if you don't mind. So you talked to me before about manifesting the things that you desire. Why is it that we manifest things we don't desire? What causes that? If it's something that we reject and don't like and don't identify with in our core and in our soul, why do they come to fruition sometimes?
Because the belief is still there. You haven't changed the belief. There's still a root belief of, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I can't have it. And it's an unconscious thing. It comes from childhood and from other past negative experiences in your life that is now a habitual pattern for you. And a lot of it, things will, you know, harvest at random times that you're like, I'm doing so good, why did this happen? Well, because at one point you implanted the seed and it harvested for you at this random time. And like a couple episodes ago, we talked about that, where, you know, something can happen for you after you're starting to change and grow. And then it happens and you're like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? And you can either let it define you and say, I knew this wasn't real. I never get what I want. Or you can say, that's just an old story. That's an old zombie. I don't want anything to do with it. I reject it and I'm done with it, and revise it so that it doesn't keep showing up for you.
There you go. These aren't zombies from Call of Duty Black Ops, is it?
Yes.
Okay, they are.
Yeah. Get rid of those.
I felt it.
Get your AK-47 and get rid of them.
Be a Republican.
Yeah. Get all the 40 guns you got. No.
Yeah, there it is. Three, how long should you wait before removing a third party from your SP's life? Interesting. A, 4 to 6 weeks. B, the day after recycling. C, why wait? D, it's too dangerous to try.
The answer is C.
C.
Yes.
Why wait?
Why wait? You don't have to wait to, the question is remove third parties, right?
Yes. Okay. Removing a third party from your SP's life.
Just making sure I'm still in it.
How long should you wait?
You don't have to wait. Really, eliminating a third party is revising your belief system. Everything around you that is in the way of your manifestation is a third party, not just a person. We're not thinking of it as a person. We're thinking of it as, what is the obstacle? What belief do I have that is causing what I'm seeing? Mm-hmm. Like with you, when we were broken up and you got a girlfriend, and I was like, Oh no, he didn't.
It's not going
to
happen.
No. And I rejected it so hard. And I was like, I'm not going to give this any attention. My story was, no, he's madly in love with me. I knew we were meant to be together. I knew that he was just trying to get over me. Like it was a knowing in my soul that this is just a distraction for him. Because no, he never loved anyone the way he loved me. I knew he wasn't just out finding some random person that he's like moving on with. That didn't make any sense to me. So because I knew that, my subconscious created that story of we're blissfully together. And the series of events happened where we're together now. So it's really taking your focus off of what is it? Mm-hmm. What is the problem? Oh, I need to glom on to the problem. Oh, but this. And I don't care about the buts, people. Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of the buts.
There's always problems in there, and that can't be the reasons why we don't do something about them. We change it by changing within.
Yeah. You have to see the story differently.
As long as you remove the third party in the form of not a felony, you're good.
No felonies here. No felonies. Okay. I'm not teaching you that. All right.
The guns are only for the zombies. Okay.
Exactly.
Question four. What are some highly likely reasons that you aren't attracting that which you desire in your life? Mm. Ready for it? Mm-hmm. A, still in scarcity mindset. B, it's your uncle's fault. C, you're chasing versus attracting. Or D, both A and C.
D, A and C.
So still in a scarcity mindset and chasing versus attracting.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So if you're in a scarcity mindset, you're thinking, I'm never going to get this. It's been 6 months since I talked to my person. They moved to another country. They said they're never going to love me again. That's a scarcity mindset. Those are you feeling like lack in your life is defining you. And when we feel the lack is defining us, like we don't have enough, that's what we're going to see. When we don't have enough money, when we don't have enough love, when we don't have enough friends or whatever, and we're focusing on the what we don't have enough of, that's what we're going to see more of, because your feelings are saying, I don't have enough. And your subconscious creates from feelings. So you want to see something different in your world, you got to feel differently about it.
And the hard part is catching it sometimes. And because in the initial stages, it's such a habit already, mm-hmm. and we've created that habit of just constantly holding on and not letting go of the things that we need to in order to grow and expand in life, it's so hard to catch.
Yeah.
That's the crucial part, though. We got to find a way to make sure that we catch those things in action yeah. so we can revert back to, okay, this is coming up, going back into subconscious, imagining, mm-hmm. feeling, waking up, and causing that feeling to create action from the correct heart, from the correct mindset.
Amen. And then chasing versus attracting.
Need some coffee?
No, I didn't mean to yawn on you. Sorry.
You can like dip it.
I yawned.
Put the crushed beans
in. Yes, I'll take some disgusting coffee. Tastes like burnt crap.
No, it's beautiful. It's delicious. It's liquid life.
Oh, I'm the only person who doesn't like coffee in this world.
That's got to be true.
It's got to be true. I like caffeine, but I do not like coffee.
Right.
Oh.
We ready for the next one?
No, I'm going to talk about chasing versus attracting,
please
too.
Please do, young lady.
So if
I'm
you,
sorry.
That's okay.
Yes.
If you haven't seen our episode on chasing versus attracting, definitely go watch that or listen to that. But when you're in this mode of chasing, you are constantly checking 3D. You're mm-hmm. constantly looking at their social media page. You are talking about your old story all the time. You are not taking care of yourself. You're not making yourself the priority. You're asking these ridiculous questions of where are they? I said my affirmations today. Why aren't they here? You're doing all of that. That's chasing. You're absolutely chasing your desire instead of attracting it. And to attract a person or attract a desire, you have to embody the state of, I got this. This is mine. I have it. It's here now. Nothing's going to stop me. And when you finally get into that state in a permanent way, everything conspires to give that to you. And a lot of people will get to stage four of my five stages of the manifestation awakening process, which is the bliss stage, where you're just so happy with life. You feel so good. You're taking care of yourself so much. You don't care if your SP returns, or you don't care if your desire harvests right away, because you're like, it's already done. You're not questioning it. You're not looking outside saying, where's the moon tonight? You know it's coming, right? You know it's done for you. So you get into that knowing state, and all of the stress that you were once feeling is completely eliminated and wiped away from your entire being.
And that's awesome.
That's when your manifestation comes like lightning speed after that.
And everything that we ever once wanted before, as kids, as teens, as adults, as whatever, mm-hmm. we've always wanted them at that point, but we didn't look back and say, why didn't I get it in this very moment just because I thought about it and wanted it right now? Yeah. Well, that's because the universe takes time to move and make way for things for us in its process that we don't know the how, which doesn't matter, in order to get what we needed to. And some things came quicker than other things did before. We don't have to understand the why that happened or the how that happened. When we get fixated on that, we miss the mark. We miss the point.
Yeah.
And that end result stops becoming the focus, and the focus becomes, what's the next step? Who cares?
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
That's right.
And remember that just because you don't have it right in this moment doesn't mean you don't have it.
Yeah, you do have it.
I do have it.
It's your imagination is instant manifestation.
I dropped the mic, but it's attached to the table.
It is. It is instant manifestation. And this 3D world is subject to time and space, but your imagination is not subject to time and space. So it's already done. It's already created. Once you imagine and feel it and assume it true, then we just wait for the 3D world, your shadow to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Let's imagine question 6.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Question 6. Here.
Okay.
What are constructive ways to approach the removal of a third party? A, call city bulk trash disposal. B, hire a hitman. C, resort to reruns of the Golden Girls, cheap wine, and accidental on purpose drunk dialing your SP. Or D, know your SP is yours and ignore the third party.
A? No, just kidding. D.
Dang. A little.
Definitely D. Ignore all of it. That might be the hardest thing for you to do, is to ignore your third party, whatever third party it is, whatever old belief it is. Ignoring it is so challenging because you see it in your face. And you identify the 3D as your truth. And you say, that's the fact. When in fact, your truth is what you imagine. What you see out here is a shadow of what you once imagined. So you want something different? You have to imagine it different. And you have to be faithful to your imaginative act. Just like you want to be faithful to your SP, right? You're not going to go and cheat on them and be with a bunch of different people when you're committed to them. You're not going to do that. Do not cheat on your imagination. Do not cheat on your desires by saying, okay, I imagined it, but now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to give this crap a bunch of attention, because that's not going to get you what you want. You're going to be hanging out with your zombie, but being like, well, where's my SP? Well, I wonder why. Because you're hanging out with your zombie. You're making out with your zombie, which is disgusting, right?
And I could picture just like the pull away with
L. Like, I'm being gross slime. Because I want you to imagine a disgusting zombie when you're not imagining your ideal. It will help you to think, ew, this is a zombie, gross. And it's like a thing for your mind to be like, oh, we're not going to stay there anymore.
Can
we're
the mind throw up?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Sure. Exactly.
That's okay. Funny.
What do we got?
The last and final question for $400 million.
Oh, I like that.
When chasing versus attracting, what approximate speed should you approach your SP? A, 60 miles over the speed limit. B, 600 knots in closing. C, Brad. D, once a week. Or E, knock it off with the chasing already. What'd you find the answer?
Brad? No.
You're right.
I'm Brad.
Brad's always the answer, no matter what you
Brad
just
Brad's always
that.
The answer. Oh, my gosh. Definitely E.
Knock it off with the chasing already.
Yes, you got to knock it off. You have to take control of your whole reality and take responsibility for what you see. Get yourself out of victim mode. Get yourself out of seeing and believing that it's never going to happen for you. And that, well, because of this, and they said this, and they said they don't love me anymore, and they said I'm never talking to you again, and they blocked me on every platform. None of that matters. At the end, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you are transforming yourself. You are here, but you need to be here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, inch by inch, you're getting to your desire. You're getting to where you need to be. When you're consistent in your routine, in your self-concept work, and taking care of yourself. When you transform from zombied version to empowered bliss version, you are going to feel like a brand new person. You're going to feel like $1 million. You're going to say, I can't believe I ever stressed about this. And then you truly understand manifestation. You truly get it when you're in that stage. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a couple ways that you can do this. You could get my ebook, 30 Days to Master Self-Love, which has hundreds of amazing reviews of people using it and transforming their self-concept in 30 days or less. And you can also get my Manifesting Love course, which is everything you need to know about every concept I teach you to change your whole identity. If you're not changing your identity, you're not going to get what you want. You might manifest them back periodically here and there, but true and everlasting change comes from really transforming yourself. If you're not transforming yourself, you will have hot and cold behavior forever within yourself and with everyone around you.
That's got to be maddening.
It is maddening. And that was what him and I were doing all the time. Constantly. I was so good at manifesting him back, but keeping him permanently was my problem because I hadn't transformed from wounded, broken version of myself, or, you know, just wounded old limiting beliefs version of myself, to empowered goddess. And when I finally transformed from wounded to empowered goddess,
I was like, oh, wow, who's this new?
Exactly.
Fantastic, delightful.
My energy called out to him like a siren and was like, come back to me. I didn't even have to do it. My energy did it. My assumption created it. And he couldn't help it. He was like, I need that. I want that.
I couldn't help it.
He couldn't.
It was under my spell.
Yeah. He was under my beautiful energy, and it was attractive. And when I'm in this empowered goddess state, he's more attracted to me. When he's in his divine masculine state and leading and making wonderful decisions and doing all of the things that I desire in a man, I'm like, holy crap, you're sexier than ever.
And when you have that environment open for me and you promote it and mm-hmm. support it the way you do, that's when it can happen. That's when it can be accepted.
Right. You have to hold space for your partner, energetic space for your partner. If you're a feminine person, you hold feminine, and if you hold your feminine space for your masculine. If you're a masculine, you have to hold space for your feminine. Allow for them to express and be creative and flow, and don't try to solve all their problems and don't try to change them.
That's the truth.
Allow them to be. And when you allow your feminine person to be, they are inspired to figure it out and change on their own. They don't need you to come in and micromanage and control them. That's not a divine masculine state. So I know I shifted gears a little bit, but it's important for you to understand, what energy are you in? What energy are you in to attract your person back? You got to get into that right state of mind to have everything that you want. So.
And she means everything.
Everything. It's not limited to just one thing. Everything that you want. And everything is perspective. You know, my everything is different than your everything. And that's okay. But my love course right now is
$200
off. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, how much off is it?
Like, it's you kind of started stroking out.
It's $2 right now. No, just kidding. It's $200 off right now. So take advantage of that. It's a 6-week course. It comes with my 53-page Manifesting Love workbook, which is life-changing on its own. Just having that will transform your life. My ebook, 30 Days to Master Self-Love, 2 guided visualizations, one on your wedding day and also one on self-love. Comes with a bunch of other really great manifesting calendar, all sorts of cool stuff. So go ahead and get that, effortlessmanifesting.com. Click on that, scroll down, and you'll see it. Or you can click the 3 little lines if you're on your mobile phone and click on Manifesting Love Course. So make sure you take advantage of this deal right now to save yourself some money. It's transformative. It just is.
And the time to act is now, because now is all that exists. There is no past or future.
Exactly.
Just now.
Just now, my love. So have a beautiful, perfect day. We love you. Thank you, honey. And we'll be back soon. Make sure you go and listen to the other episodes. If this is your first episode that you clicked on, thank you for being here. But make sure you watch all the other episodes. Learn from us. Transform your life. And be empowered. Stop being a victim. And know that you create your reality.
Just you.
Until next time. We'll see you later.